Grace to you, mercy and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus had charged his disciples, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." In order, Jesus had instructed his disciples, "Go and proclaim the good news, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with skin diseases, cast out demons, and give without payment." And then he went on, "Have no fear. Speak in the light. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." "And do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have come to bring peace, not come to bring peace, but a sword. And those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." Is it any wonder that the disciples reacted hesitantly? How would you react to that set of instructions? It gives them cause. "Whoever welcomes you," Jesus says, "welcomes me." And then steps up the urgency. "Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Can you hear the hesitancy of the disciples to take up the task? And the urgency of Jesus to say to them, "You will not lose, but well." It frequently doesn't feel that way. Holy Scripture counsels over and over again the challenges. Welcome of friends and strangers alike. Abraham in the Old Testament and Sarah were settled into their desert oasis when strangers came to visit them. What was the first thing that Abraham did? He gave them food to eat. For that's just what was required for fellow human beings in a hostile environment. It turned out that they were angels that Abraham had welcomed, messengers of God, angels who welcomed them. Centuries later, it seemed as if everyone was coming to Jesus. They came the sick and the scared, the faithful and the frightened, moms with their children, just to be near the healer that they had heard about from Galilee, to be touched and to be blessed. It was Jesus' disciples who were put off by the crowd. They apparently hadn't gotten the angel thing message, but for Jesus, "Let the little ones come to me and forbid them not." At the opposite end of the spectrum were those who resented and were resented by culture. Zacchaeus, a little guy, but resented for his role as a tax collector, was afraid to approach the teacher from Galilee. He climbed up in a tree to get a glimpse of him. And Jesus, seeing him up in a tree, said, "Zacchaeus, come down." Powerful people, just plain people, with nothing but need. No one was rejected. Over and over again, Jesus' disciples were threatened by the response of the needs around them, by the apparent influence. They would be noticed by too many people. And that brings us to Jesus again, charging his followers, "Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." So where do the disciples stand? A huge challenge before them. And they're frightened. "Whoever welcomes you," Jesus declares, "welcomes me." I would guess that everyone here this morning is aware of the neon, "God is love," facing Balliol Road on the church tower. And with ongoing effort, a place as the effective declaration to the community. There is a smaller sign on the same side of the tower that has been removed. It was once in much smaller letters and declared, "Welcome." Perhaps that seemed redundant. The universal sign of nearly all churches is somewhere on a sign in the church that says, "Welcome." Perhaps that seemed too redundant. But perhaps that's the true message of the Gospel of Matthew, who announces this morning the absolute import that we can't ignore when he quotes Jesus, "Whoever welcomes me, whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me." That's the ongoing connection with the Creator of the universe. Not slowly, but certainly, God's care is welcome for everyone. Everyone who welcomes you as Jesus, the Lord, welcomes you. And everyone who welcomes Jesus welcomes the very heart, Creator of the universe. We are given the agency of God to make a difference, to go to the world with that welcome, to go to the world with that promise, to go to the world with a joy, with a certainty that in spite of everything, God is with you. God is for you. beckoning you to carry that message to a world with so much need. The little ones and the powerful ones, the happy ones and the fearful ones. For Jesus comes to us as God's messenger, beckoning us to carry that message to a world with such need. May God go with you as you go forth this morning with a promise, with a light, with the assurance that God is for you, welcoming you as you welcome others to his care.